Hi, my name is Dino Kutras. I'm the programmer at the Sackville Cinematheque.
Can you tell us what the Cinematheque is? This is a new endeavor, right?
Yes, this is our inaugural season, so our first slate of films. But the Cinematheque is really built on the old repertory model. So, you know, some of your older listeners might remember that there used to be cinemas dedicated to effectively older titles. Classic films, cult films, unconventional genre films, that sort of thing, avant-garde even sometimes. So the Cinematheque is really built on that model, based on that model. So I hope to show a variety of films, but effectively, you know, drawing from the rich history of cinema in programming.
Now, where will the Cinematheque be screening? I mean, I know there's like a few options available in Sackville. So what have you got in mind?
So this season we're only screening four titles, and each one is at a different location. So for example, today's screening will take place at the Owens Art Gallery on the Mount Allison campus, and then following that we have screenings at Strutt's Gallery, screening at the Crabtree Auditorium. Also a part of Mount Allison campus. And finally, we'll have a screening at the theater that is in the Purdy Crawford Center in the Fine Arts Building as well.
Okay. All right. So you're trying out a few different locations. Not the Vogue Cinema. Are you avoiding the Vogue for a reason? Or
no. In fact, I would love to screen at the Vogue, but we're still early and I'm still building an audience. And until I build that audience, I'm not sure the Vogue is an appropriate venue.
Right. Just too big.
Big
expense.
Too many seats. Yeah. Too expensive.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you're getting started. And I guess if you try these various venues, you'll get a sense of what works best or what people enjoy the most.
Exactly. I think part of the idea is that each film kind of requires its own setting or type of theater, I think. So some films might be better suited to Strutt's versus a more purpose-built theater like the Vogue, for example.
Okay. So what other films have you got, coming up in this season? You mentioned four screenings.
Yes, I'm very excited. I really wanted to showcase the diversity of films that I hope to program with the Cinematheque. So tonight's screening is a silent classic by Buster Keaton called Sherlock Jr., kind of action comedy, highly revered by cinephiles, a really, really wonderful film. And then following that, we're going to screen this cult classic called The Warriors from 1979, which takes place in a kind of gritty New York between rival gangs, quite edge-of-your-seat kind of cinema. Following that will be more of an art film, something called Days of Heaven, one of the most strikingly shot films ever made, but a more contemplative film. And following that, we'll be screening an old martial arts film from 1967 called Dragon Inn that really is an important entry in that genre. One can't imagine The Matrix, for example, without this film to kind of influence it. So, again, a range of films.
Okay. I'm getting the sense you are like a lifelong cinephile. Like you clearly have an appreciation for it. What's the source of that? Where did you come by this interest and this passion?
It started early, you know, just always loved watching movies. I lived in a town that actually had two repertory cinemas, so I was kind of lucky to have that experience. And that's where I really got engaged in film. And in fact, I'm a film scholar. I have, advanced degrees in film studies. So it did become kind of a lifelong passion of mine.
Okay. And can I ask how long have you been in Sackville? Is this well, I'm assuming that you're not from Sackville. Excuse me for assuming that, but I will. Tell me a bit about yourself and your life here.
Sure. Well, we moved here with my family back in 2018. And in fact, I wanted to start something like the Cinematheque almost as soon as I got here, because I noticed there's a great film culture here, actually. The Vogue Cinema, having the Vogue Cinema is wonderful. And there's the Film Society, right? And the Film Society screens more recent festival films. And that programming there is excellent. I encourage your listeners to check it out. But there seemed to be a gap in the programming. There wasn't any group screening kind of, you know, older titles. So I wanted to start it right from the beginning, but ironically, I was planning to launch the Cinematheque back in April 2020.
Right.
So, and then disaster struck, you know, and I had to put it back on the shelf. So I've kind of been, you know, working towards this for quite a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So finally, this must feel like
finally,
a really,
yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just before, you know, we'll wrap it up, I want to get, just quickly give me the details of what's happening tonight.
So tonight is the launch party for the Cinematheque and a screening. So if you show up at 7, there'll be refreshments. We can mingle. And then starting around 7:30, I'll give a brief talk, just introduced the Cinematheque and tonight's film. And then we're going to screen this film, Sherlock Jr. by Buster Keaton. And it's a short film. I didn't want to put too much demand on people's time. So it's about 45 minutes. And just a wonderful film.
All right.
And it's free. So, you know, don't, in fact, all the screenings this season, it's pay what you can, but that means you can show up without any funds, and that's perfectly fine.
Okay. So you're asking for a donation towards, you know, the continued
yes.
programming if you can afford it, but no worries if you can't.
Exactly. Yeah. We very much appreciate donations as we're very much a threadbare operation, as you can imagine currently. So hopefully we'll grow the Cinematheque through donations.
Okay. All right. Well, we're really looking forward to it. Glad you're here to round off our, to make our film culture even better here in Sackville.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it too. Thank you.